something, you'd ask me how, what?
How often?
Okay. And if someone says they're not going to do something, and you're not planning to do it, you would agree with them by saying, well,
I don't know.
Okay, like someone says, I'm not going to vote for him, and you say, what? Would you say, well, what? Well, would you say, well, me?
Okay.
Think it mean me?
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, someone says, I'm not going to do that. You could say, I'm not going to do that either. Or you could say, well, mean? See, would you say me neither, or neither am I, or?
Well, neither am I.
Okay. And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
Okay. And this is my
ear lobe.
Which ear?
Left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And this is my
lip.
Or
mouth.
Okay. And this is my
neck.
Okay, and this is my
chin. No.
Here. If you have a bad cold, you might have a sore
throat.
Okay, and this is the. Do you ever use the word goozle?
No.
Okay. And this is a
tooth.
Okay, or just one
tooth.
Okay, and these are the
guns.
Okay. And this is the
hand, palm.
Okay. And this is a
fist.
And two
fists.
Okay. And a place where the bones come together.
Joints.
Okay. And on a man, this is the
chest.
Okay. And these are the
shoulders.
Okay. And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
Okay. And this is my
knees.
Or the whole thing is the
legs.
Okay. And this is one
foot.
Or two
feet.
Okay. And this part is the real sensitive bone. Right here.
I don't know the name.
Think of shin or shank or.
Oh, it's shank. Shin.
Okay. And the back part of your thighs. You have a name for that. Like if you get down in this position, you say you what down?
I don't know.
Down in this position.
Hunker down.
Okay. Would you say then that you, would you call this hunker?
That's your thigh.
Okay. And if someone had been sick for a while and was up and about now, you might say, well, he still looks a little, what?
Sick.
Okay, or another word?
Picked.
Huh?
Picked.
Okay. And a person who can lift, who's big and muscular, you'd say that he's very
stout.
Okay. Someone who's easy to get along with, you'd say he's like always smiling and never loses his temper. You'd say he's very what? Think of saying good natured or kind or admirable or pleasant or common or
good natured.
Okay, would you use that word about an animal? Would you say a horse?
Yes,
okay.